What's up, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the SEO Drew's Letter, your dedicated Alexa skill for the latest SEO and digital marketing news. I'm Drew Marlier, Senior SEO Specialist at L2T Media, and this is the SEO Drew's Letter for the week. So first and foremost, this was easily the biggest story of the week. From Search Engine Roundtable, Google cuts down search snippets by half. Seriously, try saying that 10 times fast. Anyway, Google has confirmed that meta descriptions are, and this quote is from Danny Sullivan on Twitter, quote, now shorter on average than in recent weeks, though slightly longer than before a change we made last December. There is no fixed length for snippets. Length varies based on what our systems deem most useful. So as Search Engine Roundtable reported, research from Rank Ranger shows meta descriptions being cut down to 160 characters on desktop, and mobile meta descriptions being cut down all the way to 130, which is a huge cut. And as you may or may not expect, SEOs were not happy about this confirmed change, which caused quite a fiery debate between SEOs and Google on Twitter that literally lasted an entire day. Basically, the whole debate ended with simply, Google is not going to give SEOs an official meta description character length because one, they are dynamic and change for different queries, and two, because they don't want SEOs to focus on number of characters. And on a note that did not cause fiery debate in the SEO community, from Search Engine Journal, Google site changes can take months to be reflected in search results. So of course, website transitions can be a pain. You know, we've all been there before. And Google recently commented on how long it takes for sites to recover in rankings. So during a recent Google Webmaster Central Hangout, John Mueller explained that it may take months for major site changes to be processed by ranking algorithms, as it is a lengthy process to recrawl, re-index, and reprocess an entire site. So this is definitely something to keep in mind when your clients switch sites, especially in terms of setting expectations for site switches. And our next story is from Search Engine Roundtable. Per Google, personalized search results is very light. So this was kind of a shocking note to me, to be 100% honest, but Barry Schwartz explained that he talked to a senior level Googler about personalized search, and he was told that personalization doesn't have a great effect on search results. What he did say was that your location and language are mostly influential when it comes to personalization. Danny Sullivan officially posted on Twitter later about the subject, saying that personalization of results is very light. Next up is from Backlinko, Google Search Console, the definitive guide. So I always love the content coming from Brian Dean and Backlinko. This week, Backlinko came out with a definitive guide to Google Search Console that shows a bunch of tips and tricks for the new Google Search Console. The article spans 5 chapters, getting started with Google Search Console, how to optimize technical SEO with Google Search Console, how to get more organic traffic with the performance report, new Google Search Console features, and advanced tips and strategies. Definitely a good read here and really helpful for getting to know the new Google Search Console, so I highly recommend going to check this out. And finally, some other digital marketing tidbits from around the web. Google launched its revamped app, Google News, which uses AI to curate news, so make sure to go check that out. And Amazon announced that it will bring 8 new voices to Amazon Alexa skills. And that wraps up the SEO Drew's Letter for this week. If you've enjoyed this Alexa skill, please go ahead and leave a review. I'll be happy to give a shout out for any reviews that I get. Also, please visit drewmarlier.com. That's Drew, MARLIER.com for the official transcript of the SEO Drew's Letter, which will include all links to all the stories I've shared. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll Drew it again next week.